This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Candidates and super PACs are on track to spend more than ever on television ads for the New Hampshire primary, at least $70 million, including more than $10 million, over the next 2 weeks before voters go to the polls. NHPR digital reporter Brian Walston has been tracking the ad wars this election season, and he's here to talk about what it says about the race in the final stages. So, Brian, it seems $10 million will buy a lot of commercial breaks. How many ads are we talking about, and who is spending the most?
Well, Peter, first, I think it's important to note that $10 million is a conservative estimate based on what we know today. Candidates and super PACs are making new ad buys and revising existing contracts with the stations every day, if not two or three times a day at this point. But as of this morning, that $10 million translates into more than 5,200 primary-related ads over the next couple of weeks. A couple of things stand out. On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders isn't taking his healthy lead in the polls for granted. His campaign has so far reserved more than 1,100 ads between now and primary day. That's nearly one of every four ad spots scheduled by both Republicans and Democrats in the final 2 weeks. And it's more than twice as many as the Clinton campaign has reserved.
How does this compare to how the two candidates have used television throughout the campaign?
Well, it's a little bit of a turnaround since last summer. Clinton started running ads in August and had the airwaves to herself, really, until November when Sanders started his TV campaign. But since then, Sanders has spent almost $2.5 million more on television in New Hampshire than Clinton.
And what's happening with the Republicans? Donald Trump is ahead by quite a bit in the polls. Is he following Sanders' lead by continuing to advertise?
Not surprisingly, no. Trump didn't start advertising in New Hampshire and then almost reluctantly until about 3 weeks ago. His most recent ad buy is set to run out tomorrow, and there doesn't seem to be any real compelling reason for him to spend any more money on TV in New Hampshire. Likewise, Ted Cruz probably doesn't see the need for a big ad buy here. He's been second or third in recent New Hampshire polls, but has mostly been focused on Iowa and the February 20th primary in South Carolina. And then there's Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio. These guys are just hoping for a primary finish that would allow them to stay in a race until at least South Carolina. So their two campaigns have reserved a total of almost 2,000 ads in the final 2 weeks. And I expect those ads will be mostly positive while the super PACs continue to ramp up the attacks through primary day.
Is there anything on the Republican side that surprises you as we go into these final 2 weeks?
Yes, there's John Kasich. He's placed as high as second in New Hampshire in recent polls, and two super PACs supporting him have poured more than $8 million into the local broadcast market since last summer. But for some reason, that spending appears to have ground to a halt right now. One of the PACs has made a nominal buy for 11 ads this week, but nothing beyond that. I should say, though, that Kasich is under attack by two outside groups, including Right to Rise, which is backing Jeb Bush. And Kasich's campaign sent out a fundraising email to the supporters today asking for help to counter those attacks. So it's likely his campaign will be buying some ads pretty soon.
All right. Well, anything else we can look forward to in the coming days?
Well, I think keeping your eye on what happens in Iowa, especially when it comes to the Clinton and Sanders race. For Clinton, a loss in Iowa could trigger a barrage of ads by her campaign in New Hampshire aimed at drawing some support away from Sanders.
Well, Brian, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.
That's Brian Walston, NHPR's digital reporter. And you can follow all of our coverage of the first-in-the-nation New Hampshire primary at nhpr.org.